Jesus exclaims, "Stop making my Father's house a marketplace." Well, these words have a whole lot more to do than brick and mortar of the Jerusalem temple. In fact, St. Paul will explain this later in the letter he writes to the Christians in Corinth when he says, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit?" Friends, what I'm getting at is God wants to dwell in you, your body. The God of the universe wants to make his home in you. Those are his words revealed to us. He wants to abide in you. What are we waiting for? What is it in our home? What is it in our daily living that needs to be cleansed or needs to be purified or altogether just simply needs to change for this to happen? Right now, what is most important to be changed within you, for God to dwell, for God to abide? What in my life do I know that I have to do differently, that most important thing that I just know I have to do differently? What is the change? From what must I repent? Who must I forgive, or from whom must I be forgiven? What worry or fear most needs to be relinquished, to be gone? What persistent sin simply has to stop? God wants to dwell in us personally and completely to make his home in us. We don't use the word as a verb, but it's the same meaning as dwelling and abiding. He wants to tabernacle in us. He wants to be in us in such a way that we present ourselves as a living monstrance to the world.